com.
I'm Anna Mitchell on the Sunrise Morning Show, and I'm happy to welcome John Sablon to the program. He's with World Ablaze. You can find him online at johnsablon.com. That's S-A-B-L-A-N, johnsablon.com. John, welcome to the show.
Hello, Anna. It's great to be here, and I really do appreciate the opportunity to chat with you and the listeners.
Well, I am looking forward to chatting with you, and I just want to start off because many people may not have heard of you at this point. Can you tell us about your World Ablaze apostolate?
Yeah, really, it was born out of my my Dominican spirituality. Currently, both my wife and I are temporary professed lay Dominican, so I will be life professed Dominican in August of next year. And really, it comes from St. Catherine of Siena's probably most famous quote, the 14th century saint and doctor of the church, where she said, if you are who God made you to be, you'd set the world ablaze. And so that quote really resonated with me, especially because of my own reversion, if you will, my own coming to know who I was as a child of God. And so World Ablaze is all about making disciples of Jesus Christ, doing that by facilitating encounters with Jesus and the church, Holy Mother Church, through different things. Primarily right now we're focusing on evangelization and faith formation events.
Well, tell us a little bit about your past. You mentioned that you had a reversion experience. How has your past and your reversion informed your work as an evangelist?
Yeah, you know, I was born into the faith, so I was literally baptized about, I want to say, 25 days after I was born. I'm from the island of Guam, and that's a little island in the Pacific Ocean. It's a very Catholic island, still is very much today, but I was raised in a home that was had two different stories. So though we were culturally Catholic, I was raised in a very abusive home. So my father was an alcoholic, and anybody that's ever experienced alcoholism knows really the trauma and the trials and the humiliation that comes with that upbringing. But for myself personally, I experienced all forms of abuse by age 11. And so, as you can imagine, going through that at such a young age, the life ahead of you, the journey, was just a very long and rough one. So I lost myself for quite a bit. And it wasn't until I met my beloved bride, who wasn't Catholic, who, as we were church hopping, if you will, found God and home in the Catholic Church. And that kind of began the journey back home for me. And it still took a lot of grace-filled opportunities where God was really wooing me back to him. And I don't think I would have came back to the church without, you know, obviously God's grace working, but the prayers of my wife, probably the prayers of my mother, and really this realization of being a child of God, and that I wasn't a product of my circumstance. I don't get my value or my identity or my purpose or my self-worth from the trauma or the trial I experienced, but rather conforming that to the cross. And so that walk for me was a difficult walk, and we know that God writes straight with crooked lines. So now that I take that to the ministry, I feel absolutely called to bring that message of mercy and that message of healing, and that if you truly surrender your life to God, he can do amazing things beyond your wildest dreams or imagination. And so that's what I try to live today.
It sounds like a really beautiful story that you have, and thank you for sharing that. You mentioned that you're a lay Dominican. How does Dominican spirituality inform your apostolate as well?
Yeah, that's great. You know, the four pillars of the Dominican spirituality are study, prayer, preaching, and community. And so, you know, I like to consider myself somebody who is a lifelong learner. And so as a Dominican, everything you do is for the glory of God and salvation of souls. So when we study, which is a form of prayer for Dominicans, it's not just for my own edification, but really for that of other souls. And so really for our apostolate and, you know, my own speaker ministry, everything that I do is really geared towards how do I share this message, incorporating the gospel to help others come to know Christ better, to come to know love and mercy, truth, beauty, goodness in God, in their walk. So, you know, that Dominican spirituality, I love it because it's both contemplative and active. So there's very much an interior prayer life. So praying the Liturgy of the Hours, and, you know, I have a daily rosary and a daily Divine Mercy chaplet. There's fasting involved. So there's great discipline with with the spirituality, but that allows me to be able to do the things that I'm called to by God, both in evangelization or just in meeting people in everyday life and just trying to be a light and a joy to the world. So it informs everything that I do.
And I know that you're also in formation for the permanent diaconate, but I want to know, you know, more about World Ablaze and your speaking ministry. How do you go about training, if that's the best word to use, I'm not sure, but how do you go about training ordinary Catholics to be effective disciples?
You know, part of it is understanding the threshold of conversion. You know, I'm a big follower and fan of Sherry Waddell's book, Forming Intentional Disciples, and understanding the five thresholds of conversion. And it's funny that you bring it up, because in a couple of weeks I'll be helping our religious ed department here go through that discipleship training, understanding what those thresholds of conversion are, and also understanding how to kind of assess where people are within those thresholds of conversion. So really it's about just, it's formation, it's catechesis, but it's real practical examples of, you know, what does a person look like as he or she is going through those different stages or those different phases in their own conversion and their faith walk. So a lot of it is just helping people, give them the tools, educating them, but then also walking with them as they try to walk with others.
Well, it's awesome work that you're doing. And if listeners are interested in World Ablaze or perhaps interested in maybe having you come out to speak, where can they find out more information, get connected with you?
Yeah, the best place to go is probably to my own personal website. That's johnsablan.com. johnsablan.com. And they can also find me at our apostolate's website at world-ablaze.com. And you can find links to both of those off either website.
And we will have them linked at sunrisemorningshow.com to make it easy for you if you want to check them out. Thanks so much, John. Look forward to having you back.